I'm Brad Locke.
I'm Dylan Barnes.
And you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello. Decided to let Pod Gator do the intro today. He's earned it. He's never left my side. So faithful. Such a great assistant. Hey, welcome in to another Prep Rally. Brad here with you. I've really got to change that intro, don't I? Dylan hasn't been here for months. I know. I'll do it at some point. Maybe. Hey, what is it? Wednesday, August 17th. Just a reminder that Wednesday is normally when this podcast does come to you. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, any podcast app, online at preprally.djournal.com, or on Twitter at djournalpreps. And let me remind you about our sponsor, Pizza Doctor in Tupelo. Find them at Midtown Point. The old mall, as they call it. As the old heads call it. Good stuff. Got the chicken Alfredo again today. That's a go-to. Also, check them out online, pizzadoctor.com. Good stuff. What do we got to talk about today? Well, we got football. The football practices, of course, in full swing. The season starts next week for the MHSAA schools. So we're going to do that. Going to talk about the top five running backs in my position ranking series. And got a little volleyball, too. I got out to a game last night. How about that? Let's start with, football. I got a story coming Saturday on this kid, Stuart Long. He's the kicker for Tupelo Christian. Went out and talked to him the other day, and one of the best kickers in the state, no doubt. Had a solid sophomore season last year, made 4 of 7 field goals with a long of 44. I think he had 20 touchbacks. Very strong leg, obviously, looking to get even better this year. He's gone to a lot of camps. Went to this Ray Guy camp up in Tennessee this summer. Did very well there. So he's like the number 3 rated kicker in his class, according to ProKicker.com. And had a good chat with him. You know, he didn't even get into football until his freshman year. His teammate, Brewer Bailey, who was a safety for TCPS, told him that, hey, if you play football, I'll play soccer, because the soccer team needed some players, because, you know, that's something that the soccer is what Stuart has played his whole life since he was like 4. So they made the deal, and it's worked out pretty good, definitely for the football team. Stuart, very reliable kicker, the kind of weapon you don't see much of in Class 1A football, obviously. Some teams don't even bother kicking extra points because they just don't have anybody. They'll just go for 2 every time. So big weapon for them. You can, obviously help them big time in the field position game, can put the ball in the end zone consistently on kickoffs. I think he made 64 or 67 extra points last year, so you can count on him there. And again, the field goals. He wants more opportunities this year. Again, he was 4 of 7. And while his long in a game is 44, he says he's hit as far as 60 in practice. So, yeah. Now, game conditions, that's a totally different deal. But he wants to at least have a chance at a 50-yarder sometime this season. So anyway, look for that story in Saturday's Journal. Also, look for our football magazine in Saturday's Journal. Yeah, our big preseason mag is coming out. Got lots of good stuff in there. Previews on all 50 teams in our coverage area. Got some feature stories on players. Got preseason rankings. Not going to spoil it right now. We'll talk about that next week. Got players to watch. So look out for that. We do have some football action this weekend because it's the Jamboree scrimmages. The preseason games, got lots of those coming up this weekend. You got Tupelo hosting Horn Lake, and then also Itawamba AHS will play Ripley at Tupelo. So that'll be fun. Then you've got several others, including East Union at Pontotoc, East Webster at Houston, Kossuth at Amory, Nettleton at New Albany, South Panola at Lafayette, so West Point at Brandon. That'll be fun. I'll have a little something on West Point in Friday's paper. Trying to reload that defense and going to face a Brandon offense that is extremely good. Got everybody back from last year. So look for Saturday. Make sure you get a copy of Saturday's paper. Lots of good high school football stuff in there. Okay, let's go on to the position rankings. Been doing this every week for the past however many weeks, I don't know, 5, 6. Last week we did running backs. So, who are the top five running backs in the area? Well, if you didn't see the column, I'll tell you. Number five, Keyshawn Henley, West Point. Had a tough choice between him and his teammate, Cannon Daniels, who is technically the quarterback, but, you know, they just run the ball mostly. He's just a running back that takes snaps. But, yeah, Keyshawn Henley of West Point. I mean, they had 3,000-yard rushers last year, and he was one of them. And what were his numbers? He rushed for 1,071 yards and 16 touchdowns. Averaged 10.8 yards per carry. So he'll be a huge part of that offense again this season. Number four, familiar name, Isaac Smith of Itawamba AHS. He's our number one defensive back, you may recall. Big-time SEC recruit. Not too bad with the ball in his hands on offense either. I mean, last year, rushed for 1,196 yards and 23 touchdowns. Averaged almost 10 yards a carry. Can be a factor in the passing game as well. Had 5 touchdowns receiving last year. He's just an all-around good athlete. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Best football player in Northeast Mississippi, hands down. Yeah. So Isaac Smith of Itawamba at number four. Number three, Jaden Reed of Lafayette. Just a really good, consistent running back for them the last couple of years. He's got in two seasons over 2,600 yards on the ground, 23 touchdowns. He averaged 117 yards a game last year, had 7 100-yard games. Just about as solid as they come, Jaden Reed. And that Lafayette offense should be pretty tough again this year. Number two, Charleston French of Amory, son of Rufus. You know, I covered Rufus when he was at Ole Miss as a tight end, oddly enough, and now I'm covering his son at Amory. Things that make you feel old. Charleston didn't have the height his dad had. I think he was about 5'9". As I recall, Rufus was 6'4", 6'5", big old guy. But he's got the athleticism and the toughness of his dad and the strength. He's a strong kid. I mean, 5'9", 195, he's like a, yeah, not somebody you want to, see coming your way at full speed. Had a great season last year, 1,880 yards, 18 touchdowns. I mean, this is he moved into the starting lineup as a freshman, so he's been doing this a long time. He's a senior this year. And then number one, and this wasn't too difficult to pick, Jalen Washington of Houston. The area's only 2,000-yard rusher last season, had 2,003 yards, 21 touchdowns on 160 carries. Remember, just 9 games. They only played 9 games last year. I think there was one or two COVID games and got upset in the first round of the playoffs. So, yeah, that's 222 yards a game for Jalen Washington. Had a really good freshman year, and then last year just took it to a whole nother level. He's built very similar to Charleston French. Very similar styles of running. I mean, but Jalen Washington, yeah, he's the dude, as they say. Now, as for 6 through 10, again, I didn't put this in the column, but I ranked him for my own amusement. But I mentioned this kid a while ago from West Point, Cannon Daniels. Got him at number 6. Got Tyler Nichols of Starkville at number 7. Roman Gregory of Oxford at number 8. Quay Middlebrooks of Tupelo at number 9. And Emmanuel Randall of Amory at number 10. Now, Emmanuel was at Tupelo Christian last year, had a great season. Transferred to Amory. I'm not 100% sure what his situation is as far as eligibility. Have not been able to get clarity on that. But I believe that's where he was from previously. But if he's on the field, I mean, imagine if he can complement Charleston French as a running back this fall. Take a little pressure off French. That would be huge. A little change of pace back right there. So there you go. This week we're going to do quarterbacks. This Friday, the top five quarterbacks. That'll wrap up the series on the position rankings. So look for that Friday. Let's talk some volleyball. Got out to Lafayette last night as the Lady Commodores hosted Tupelo and won with relative ease, 3-1. Lafayette, still very good, even though they lost Kaylee Gooch, the big outside hitter from last year. She graduated. But wasn't a problem. They got Harmony Jackson back. She's taking over that role. I mean, she played a big part of last year's team that reached the 5A state finals, but Harmony is now option number one at the net. And the net play overall was really good for Lafayette last night. and Harmony had a team high 15 kills. And she's not the only one that can do it, though. I mean, they had 35 kills as a team. Maggie Tower had 11. They've got a really, really strong front line. That's something Tupelo's still trying to work on. They don't have that size or that power at the front. They have to find other ways to win. And so, you know, they're still trying to put the pieces together, as Coach Laurie Bishop said. But, you know, no shame losing to Lafayette. That is our number two ranked team. So, yeah. And then let's talk about Hickory Flat volleyball. They lost Emma Wilson, and a multiple all-area pick for us over the years. Won state in Class 1A last year. But, you know, you lose someone like Wilson, kind of think maybe they'll take a little step back. They have not done that. They have picked up two huge wins this week. First over Belmont, number 3 ranked Belmont, by the way, 3-2. That was Monday. Then Tuesday, turn around and beat number 5 Kossuth, 3-0. Did not expect that. Certainly not a 3-0, because Kossuth is pretty good. I mean, that's their second loss of the year. But Hickory Flat, I'm going to have to rank them next week. Don't have them ranked in my top 5. I know, pitiful of me. Lady Rebels are now 6-1, so I think they might be a contender again in 1A. What do you think? I think so. Okay, well, hey, that's it. All the time we got. How about that? Short and sweet. Thanks for tuning in. Again, coming to you every Wednesday. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, any of your podcast apps. Also online at preprally.djournal.com. Follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps. I'm on there as well, at Brad Locke. And for Podgator, we'll see you next week.